So you need to continue to work on this Chapter 14. Now, how far are we?
Adriana Sibbles is sitting in a conference room at the Calvary Missionary Baptist Church on the east side of Springfield. The building resembles a miniature version of a high school. When you walk in, a receptionist greets you and has you sign in. Down the hall are classrooms for the 14 students attending this year. Sibbles is going over the chapters in a book called Applying Life Skills with Albert Betts. He's been with the program since its inception.
Study guide and everything. Yes, right. You can do that. Okay.
Students end up here if they have been expelled from their schools for violent or drug-related infractions. Others, like Sibbles, have had a hard time academically.
I went to Southeast, and after my dad passed, it started going down and everything. I was getting bad grades. Then I transferred to Springfield in the middle of my junior year, and my mom was sick, and she was bedridden, and I was there to take care of her, and she didn't have nobody else, and she didn't want to be in a nursing home.
Sibbles is 21 years old and has decided to get her diploma to make life less stressful, she says. She wants to go to Lincoln Land Community College and become a nurse. Betts is the kind of educator whose passion for helping kids cannot be stifled by retirement or a minuscule paycheck. He's been with the district since 1969 and served as everything from PE teacher to principal. Betts says the entire program here runs on less than $100,000 per year from District 186. Betts' 5 teachers and a program coordinator keep the classes going. The Springfield Urban League chips in for 2 of the teachers. As Betts explains, students who come here do so by choice.
The kids that we have in our program, they know what we want, we know what we expect, and I'm just up front with everybody. I expect the best of every kid. I won't accept anything less than that.
Lavora Hawkins teaches child development and English. She's been here nearly a decade and before that taught elementary school for 37 years.
The students are very challenging but cooperative and, rewarding. Some do very well and others don't make it. So we just keep pressing on trying to help them.
Andre Williams is the program coordinator. He says keeping these students in line requires a strict attitude and enforced discipline.
With this environment, it's smaller. I'm hands-on with my teachers right then and there. I'm hands-on with my students. We wear all hats. We're the security, we're the administration, we're the support for the teachers, and at the same time, we're mentoring and advocating for the children as well.
Williams explains some students who get expelled from District 186 are placed into GED classes, but there are more extreme cases where students' only option is enrolling in the NAACP's alternative education program. Those who come in before they are seniors may be placed back in one of Springfield's 3 high schools the following school year. Last year, all 9 seniors enrolled graduated. Williams says he would like to see it expand and relocate to a larger facility. He's slowly taking over Betts' role as the leader of the program, though Betts says he will always advocate for the students of District 186.
I'm very thankful God allows me to wake up every morning and can come and be here to assist these kids. As I reflect and look back on, you see, what would have happened to these almost 400 to 300 some kids if I hadn't been around?
Betts says the number of students each year fluctuates and estimates the average between 25 to 30. For now, the program will continue to serve as a second chance for students like Adriana Sibbles, who may have made some mistakes but are willing to put in the work required to graduate from high school.
You continue to do what I want you to do, and I'll help you get the high school diploma, okay?
I'm Rachel Atwell.
Nice today, okay?